Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. I'm your host, Tom Majeur, with John Duman. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Tom. It's good to be here.
Yes. Hey, I'm pretty excited about our program today. We're talking about our January theme of 2023.
Is it that time already?
It is. The calendar did change.
It was just January 2022 a moment ago.
That's right. Well, with that in mind, we are doing something a little bit different. John, do you want to kind of tell our listeners what we did last month and how there's a continuum going up into the Passion of Christ?
Well, as you know, folks, there are a couple of months in the year where we focus very specifically on Christ's life, his birth and then the death and resurrection. And we discussed and thought it might be a good idea to spend a little bit of time this year with each issue of the newsletter in focusing on Christ's life prior to all of that. So this particular month, we're talking about the time period between, say, when Mary asked him where he disappeared to, and he said, "Don't you know I should be about my Father's business," up into his ministry. So there's a period of several years that we can look at. So that's what we're focusing on.
So that's for January, and then we have the month of February and March, and we decided to divide that up in a logical method, which, what does February look like?
Well, February is going to be looking at the personal ministry where Christ was working one-on-one with individuals, and I think that's going to be an exciting, interesting dive into his ministries.
So what personal ministry, a few names that pop up in your mind that would fall in that category?
Well, I don't know about a name, but the woman at the well, the woman in Samaria, Zacchaeus might be one, Nicodemus could be another. So there's a whole list, and it's just one-on-one.
That's right. And then in the following month, which is March, what is the theme?
We're going to focus there on his public ministries with more than one person involved. And then I believe the one following that's going to be his miracles.
Yes. So, which will be the passion, will be the last of Christ.
So this is going to be a pretty interesting and exciting time, I believe.
Absolutely. Well, John, would you like to lead us in a word of prayer, and then we'll introduce our subject matter expert?
Absolutely. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your very many blessings. I thank you, Lord, for getting us through another year. And Lord, we're looking forward to a new one and whatever blessings you have in it for us. Lord, we pray that you will guide us in that we reach out to those around us with your love and the message of the three angels' messages, Lord. We pray that this recording, the following broadcast, and those that listen will be blessed by it. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Now, each month, listeners, we have a lead writer, a contributor that writes on that theme. You might call it the cover article. And John, you know, we just got through doing the year in review and the newsletter, the printed version. Each month has its own theme and a different author of that, and it brings something special. You get another perspective, it widens the aperture, and we just found it to be a great blessing.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there can be four of us looking through a picture window and we all see a different scene. And we're looking at the same thing, mind you, but we all interpret it differently. So it's always interesting to see someone's interpretation of the same thing that we know. So, yeah.
So this month, we've invited Marty Miller. Marty Miller is the founder and the leader of Blueprint for Men. Welcome, Marty.
It's good to be here.
And Marty, I believe that you're calling us from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yep.
Fantastic. And you are the president of a ministry. Do you mind telling our listeners? Some of our listeners are already familiar with it because we air one of your productions on Strong Tower Radio since July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, Blueprint for Men is a men's ministry, but the one thing I like to tell all audiences, doesn't matter the age, the you know, gender, doesn't matter. If men win, everyone wins. God created men to lead and succeed, and too often men struggle in life because of a lot of reasons, usually because of deficits of their early life, and they're also in isolation. So I find that when guys have a pathway, a blueprint, and have accountability, then they actually get traction and their lives change. So that's really what Blueprint's all about, is to help guys go from where they're at, where they might be stuck, where they might be struggling, and come out of isolation, connect with other men going the same direction, and also, of course, deepen the relationship with God.
Each one of those points of where men are at and what has led to some deficiencies in the past has a story in itself. But how long have you been involved, or this has come to your attention and became a passion of yours?
Yeah, you know, I came from a good home. I had parents that were married. They had a good marriage overall. And so, you know, I felt like I was a pretty successful person. I was a teacher, high school science for many years. And I was one day, a friend of mine invited me to a men's group. And when I went to the men's group, I, you know, didn't know what to expect exactly, but they were watching a video series that was just, you know, a guy presenting kind of lecture format content about manhood. There was a workbook, and I sat down, had a pen, and I started taking notes. And then at the end of it, then we shared our ideas, our thoughts from what we had heard, questions that were posed at the end. And I said, back the next week and the next week, and I just started going, wow. This content is something that would have really been nice to have had presented to me earlier in life, you know? And, you know, it was a stage in life where my kids were all pretty much out of the house or nearly so. And so I started realizing the importance of men's ministry and how a lot of what guys are missing could be offset through training and education. So being an educator, I just saw a real big potential there. I started a lot of men's group over the next several years. And as a professor at that time at the collegiate level, I had been in education for 30 years, and I just felt God calling me to make this a full-time effort. And so I just stepped out of the traditional educational pathway with a paycheck and benefits and just said, Lord, help me here, but I know that you're calling me to do this. I don't ever want to look back on life and say, you know, I just played it safe and kept my job. And it's been an adventure ever since, but that's kind of how it started.
Would you mind putting some years or timelines to that?
Yeah, sure. So 8 years ago is when we started Blueprint for Men as a nonprofit. But actually the story starts probably, I would say, 3 years before that, around 2011. So, you know, I've not, you know, like some of the guys that are maybe even in this audience, if you've had anything to do with men's ministry, you may have gone to a Promise Keeper event way back in the day. I don't know what your experience is with men's ministry, but there's big events, and then there's the small group experience, and I started with the small group experience. because the big event was not something that really attracted me, to be honest with you. And so, but that's about it. 11 years, 8 years that we started. And at that time, it was just me. Over the last several years, we've been able to add staff and do more.
When over that period of time, like Strong Tower Radio, especially in Christian ministry, you're looking at changed lives. What give us a feeling for the changed lives you've seen over this period of time, and then later, how have you changed over this time?
Yeah, I think that I'll just start with kind of the last question as far as my change. I think that everybody, one of the most critical things is that every man, if he's got a change in his life because of Christ and his relationship, what God's done in his life, you ignite something in that man, that woman. We have a fire that is ignited, and we have a story we want to tell. And nobody can take that from you. And so for me, that is indeed true. And that was really the essential piece. And because of my own story, my own changes that I went through, you know, strengthening my marriage, my relationship with my children, other issues that I had in my life, I was more passionate than ever. And so when I have guys come to me, either joining a group or maybe coming to me one-on-one, it doesn't matter what challenge they're going through. There's no doubt in my mind that God can restore any person, any man. I'll give one illustration real quickly. There was a friend of mine that called me up, and he said, "Hey, I got a friend that, anyway, he's going through a really tough patch, and I'm not going to tell you much more than that, but, you know, just know that he's going to reach out to you." So this guy reached out to me. He met with me in my home office, because at that time I was working out of my home and down in my basement. So he came in, and I'd never met this guy before, but he lived in my area, was a member at a smaller conservative church. But anyway, this was all kind of in the news and everything. He had gotten arrested in a sting for a prostitution ring thing, and it impacted his job. I'm not going to tell too many details, but he lost his job, and everything became public. And, of course, the shame around his family, being a member of a church, all of these kind of things. And as he's telling me the story and he's laying it out, I asked him, because it all started with pornography that led to this deeper level, you know, sexual involvement, that he, you know, he was broken. And I just asked him, I said, "Do you believe that you would have ever gotten to this point if something like this didn't happen?" And he said, "Probably not." And then I said, "Do you believe God can make good out of this?" And he says, "I sure hope so." And so anyway, it was just a really powerful moment. I could tell you a lot more details, but before he left, I had the opportunity to pray with him. And God just gave me this powerful prayer. I actually anointed him, because he needed healing deep down. And this man now has been responsible for leading many groups of men, sexual purity groups, helping guys overcome the sexual sin that besets so many men, pornography. And I just see this redemptive nature that is central to men's ministry, is when a man is broken, and I almost believe that it's almost essential for a man to get to a point where he's just broken and he comes to the Lord. He has no option. He says, I need help. And once that happens, and he's totally given his heart to the Lord, he's repented, God can do amazing things. That's what happened to that man, and this has happened many, many times. I've seen it happen. That was a dramatic one just a few years ago.
You know, Marty, I've had the benefit of meeting you in person at one of your events, and it seems like, and then I've talked to some people, have been some of the small groups, and there's a certain excitement, and I'm still trying to put a name to it to describe it, but there is a almost like a culture with Blueprint for Men. How can you explain that to our listeners?
Well, I think it goes back to our mission. Our mission is that we're a Christ-centered, relationship-based men's ministry that helps men lead and succeed in the areas of life that matter most, okay? So Christ-centered, that's the key. Our logo is a compass with a cross in the middle because the association with Blueprint. I feel like God, he wants men to have a plan for their life. He's got a plan for their life. And then, of course, every man needs to wrestle through what is that plan? What does it look like personalized for him? And so this compass, kind of connecting with that Blueprint idea, is really a powerful one, because what does a compass do? It creates circles. And so to me, the strength of this ministry is those two things. It's Christ-centered, relationship-based, and relationships happen around tables, in circles, where people face one another and they deeply know one another. When you know one another and you love one another in spite of what you've gone through in your life, the challenges, you have something that is exciting and powerful at the same time. I really think back to David in the Bible. I believe that man was surrounded by a bunch of broken men that were saying, I want to be part of something. I want better. And they gathered around this man that was anointed by God, and they would do anything for him. They would do anything for one another. And I think that that band of brothers mentality and experience is what every man is hungry for. And when a man experiences that in the context of Christ being the center, it is transformational. It's the glue that holds everything together and makes the rest of his journey possible. So that's what I'm standing on. I've seen it too many times to know that it is true.
Well, Marty, after the break, we'll want to continue about this. We're Strong Tower Radio today. We're on the January theme, and that is Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. It's the life of Christ, largely from age 12 to this public ministry. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Doug Batchelor from Amazing Facts. Strong Tower Radio is a station that believes in the power of prayer. In the book Steps to Christ, we're told, prayer is the opening of the heart to God as to a friend. Not that it's necessary in order to make known to God what we are, but in order to enable us to receive Him. Prayer does not bring God down to us, but brings us up to Him. What a beautiful promise of God's power for our lives. Do you have a special prayer request that you'd like for us to pray for? If so, call us at 877-278-5512 or send an email through our website, strongtowerradio.org. We have a team of prayer warriors standing by to join with you in taking your petitions to the throne of grace. God loves each of us so much, and He's waiting to hear from you.
Hello, listeners. We are back. We took a step outside for a breath of fresh air, and we hope you did too. And we're back now. We're speaking with Marty Miller from Blueprint for Men, and we're rolling.
Well, John, how does the life of Christ that we're studying this month in the January theme, Jesus Grew in Wisdom and Stature, Luke 2:52, how does that apply to us today as human beings? And so let's turn that over to Marty and how that, from your perspective, what can we learn from Christ's example for our daily lives?
Well, you know, we don't have much to go from when it comes to his early years. Really, we hang on to this one verse, Luke 2:52. We break it down into the four, what we call the core four, wisdom, stature, which would be his mind and his body, and then in favor with God and man. So his relationship with God, his Father, and his fellow man. So when we look at that and we say, all right, if that is Jesus' model, that he was built around these four key areas, then what does that really mean? We need to study this out. And so the idea of wisdom, this is the mind. I know that Jesus, like many Jewish boys, they memorized much, if not all, of the Torah. I mean, pretty incredible what they would do. And so they didn't carry around scrolls with them, so they had hidden it in their heart. They had stored it away in memory. So we know that Jesus did that early in his life. And so that is a really important thing for a young boy to be taught, is scripture, or a young girl, doesn't really matter, and that they have much of it memorized. I know that I think many of us that were raised in the church, we have scripture that we've memorized, and it's tucked away back in there, but it gets a little rusty. So I think as we get older, we need to re-engage in becoming stronger mentally with God's word, yes, but also just keeping on learning, being aware of things. But I, from my experience working with men, the emotional intelligence is the area most guys struggle in. They many times will ignore their emotions, and God created men to have a logical reasoning mind that works best when we focus. And so when we have a distracted world, we don't do well as men. So I think one of the key teachings here on the wisdom is that we need to be focused. We need to cut out distractions. We need to fill our mind with wisdom, but we also need to be aware of our emotions from the standpoint when something is not right, we will sense it in our heart. There's either anger, there's sadness, there is fear. All of these other emotions are telling us something is not right, and we need to assess that. And that's been one of the most powerful things that I have learned with men, and we're just starting with that, is that if men do not really engage emotionally, their relationships really, really suffer, especially their marriage, the relationship with their children. And so that's really one of the main teachings that we go into when it comes to looking at Jesus' life with that, the mind. The mind is our thinking, but it's also our emotions, how we sense and perceive that. And so most men need that to really get stronger. Okay. Now I could keep going on through all four. Do you want, if you want to jump in anywhere and break it up, that's good with me, because I could just keep going.
We can, let's continue. But one thing that we, a hallmark of our program is we don't let any terms go undefined.
Yes.
And emotional intelligence, you kind of gave examples or compartments of that. Can you give a definition of emotional intelligence?
Yeah, I don't know if I can give a technical one by any means, but, you know, I think that we think of IQ, you know, intelligence quotient. So there's an emotional quotient. They've worked on some of those rubrics. But it's basically how aware are you of what you're feeling, what other people are feeling, to be perceptive and to respond appropriately with compassion or with firmness as needed. But there is an appropriate emotional response that comes from a man that has high emotional EQ. So I would say that pretty much explains it.
So, for example, you know, a gentleman in a family may just kind of do things that totally unaware that he's affecting other people in a negative way. And so that would be a low emotional intelligence on that.
Right. Yeah. Let me put it this way. One of the teachings I do with men, especially with dads, is what I call, you know, manhood survival. Okay, so what that looks like is I was an outdoor leadership professor, and I taught survival courses. And one of the things I would teach, of course, is the sequence of importance, the priorities in a survival situation. So the first layer, or the first thing that has to be addressed after you've already done a quick assessment mentally, and the start with stop, which is sit, think, observe, plan. So we have to have a good plan in mind before we take action. But the first thing we take action on is medical, who's hurt. After that is communication. We need outside help possibly, okay? And this is all a metaphor, you understand. The next thing is we've got to create shelter to protect from the environmental conditions. And we've got to get a fire going. Then we've got to find water and then food. So that's kind of the sequence. Now, if you look at that as a metaphor for a man leading his family, because we're in a survival situation on Earth, right? It's a life and death situation. And if we don't deal with things right, especially as Christian men, we're going to lose people. And we may lose ourselves. We may be lost ourselves. So what we deal with first, and this is really super important, is that if I am a father, if even if I'm a ministry leader or a pastor, the number one thing we've got to address is pain. How do I alleviate pain? What if I don't address that first, and I want to go to the you know, the bread and water, the food and water, which would be like God's word and all that down there, it's not effective. So we've got to address people's pain first, their emotional needs, their discomforts, address them appropriately. And then we've got to say, do I have good boundaries here? And maybe sometimes we need professional help. This is a really important thing to tell guys. Guys don't like to get help. They just don't. And so when you say, hey, you try to deal with things, but many times you got to remember that you need help. And so to get outside help from a counselor, maybe talk to a pastor, talk to somebody, get some help to deal with emotional problems that are taking place in your marriage or with your children. And then after that, of course, you've got to have good boundaries. Is this a safe place where you can talk about things? And this gets to the center of it, and that's an emotion, like the fire. When you build a fire, if you've ever built a fire at all, you know that to get that nice proverbial bed of coals where it's all nice and it's not smoky, that takes a little bit of some effort. A lot of times fires can be really smoky and irritating, and that'd be like a man that's really moody and brooding. And then sometimes men are really hot-headed. They have a temper. And that'd be like a fire that's just dangerous. But eventually, the whole idea is we want men to have that emotional intelligence where they are warm and they facilitate this bringing people together. And then finally, you get to the water and the food, which would be God's word and the Holy Spirit. he must be fed with those things, but it needs to live out in a way that brings healing and wholeness to those near and dear to him. Now, that was kind of a long answer, but I think it fleshes it out in a way that's not just words.
Absolutely. Do you want to move on to the next category?
Yeah. Okay, so stature, that would be the physical dimension. And so, you know, Jesus, when we look at his life, he was, he was a construction guy. You know, he was building things. So, you know, this pasty-looking Jesus that's up on a cross is not really who he was. He was probably a tanned, fit, rough-handed man, right? And so when I think of that, it calls me to be a man that is embracing the outdoors. I need to be a man that doesn't shirk away from physical activity and sweat, laboring with my hands. As a person that likes to actually do physical activity as well, working out, running, anything to stay physically fit, taking care of my body, because our bodies are the temples of God. And as our body goes, so goes everything. Our mind will start functioning poorly, our spirit, of course, and our relationship with others. So we've got to take care of that temple and treat it well. So I think that that's really the big message there. Yep.
Now, at times you've talked about there's a time when the man takes the brunt of the attack or protects his family. Does it fall in that category, or is that another category yet to be described?
Well, I think that it's natural for most men to think about protecting their family on a physical realm. That's just the world we live in. It's physical, you know, and we think of physical threats. But there is also the unseen spiritual realm that we really call guys to become aware of. And that has to do with, again, boundaries in your home. Whether it's on the internet, whether it's, just when you expect kids to be home at night, those teenage kids, anything that's a boundary thing, physically keeping them safe, that's good. But the emotional and the spiritual protection through our prayers, all of those things are part of protecting ourselves, our spouse, our children.
You know, it's interesting. What is your thought about this? Have men become passive in protecting their family emotionally? And say you aren't going to do this. Maybe making that tough decision in the short term that the children may not appreciate, but in the long term is a value system that is passed down?
Yeah, I think that what I see, I've got a son that's 35, a daughter that's 33, and they're married and families and all that. And so I see what's going on with their friends and their marriages, and they're raising their children and all that. And I really am pretty impressed overall with the next generation in actually having more emotional intelligence and awareness in a way that I don't think my generation got and the ones before us. So I am very optimistic about that. Now, let me just say this. I think that the shift has been, there is more emotional awareness, but there's also sometimes been a shift to being too soft. And it's a delicate balance. I understand that. But that firmness, there's another gear. Like when we look at Jesus' life, when he cleansed the temple, you know, with the whip and all that, you know, he turned over the money changers' tables. That was something that was not normal behavior for Jesus, but there's that extra gear where it was like, everybody saw the fire in his eyes and they were like out of there. And I think when a parent and a man doesn't live that out hardly ever. But when he has that gear that he can go to and say, no, that's not happening, and take that real firm stand, it's a incredibly important thing to see and to play in a limited way. So I don't know if that answered that, but it's got to be done carefully.
But needs to be done occasionally.
Occasionally, yeah, with great care. Any discipline that comes out of anger is going to be it's very easy to tip the scales. So only through having a close walk with God, I think that's the only time a man can really do it right. He's got to have the Holy Spirit moderating that.
So what is the next in the core for?
Well, now we're going to the next pair, the next couplet, which is our relationships with God and man. So for me, I know that I grew up in the church. I always had a relationship with God, but God was distant. You know, I just have to say it. My life was busy. I did not, even as a Christian educator, I did not spend nearly the kind of time that I needed with him on that morning quiet time. And so I found myself doing everything in my own power. It's still a tendency, and I think there's a tendency for every man. But this relationship with God, I know that God loves me. My Heavenly Father loves me. He's redeemed me. He's given me all the resources of heaven. And so that's out of all these dimensions, it's the one that should bring me the most comfort if I really have the right picture of God. And I think that's the key thing. If a man has the wrong picture of God, that he's a judgmental, dictatorial, I'm going to come get you kind of a God that could be influenced from his picture with his own earthly father, or maybe an absent father, and God is absent, that can affect how that relationship plays out. But when a man starts really experiencing God on that deeper level, and his heart is changed, everything else changes. Because that is the key right there. But it takes time, and I think that's the one thing that every man struggles with. So let me just say this right now, Tom. When I talk to guys about particularly the spiritual life, just talking from my own experience, is sometimes a young man will come to me and say, you know, I don't get too much out of reading the Bible, or I'll read this devotional and it's pretty good, but I'm just not. What I'll tell them is stop reading the Bible and start studying it. So what I mean by that is go really deep and really dissect. That's when guys' minds are most effective, is when they're focused. And when you go deep in a smaller amount of content, they get excited about it. When you go into the real deeper study in the Hebrew and the Greek and some of this stuff, at least that's been for me. And I think it's true for most guys. When they get to that deeper study, it's a lot more powerful.
So listeners, you're listening to Strong Tower Radio today. We're doing the January theme with Marty Miller of Blueprint for Men. I'm your host, Tom Majeure, with John Duman. We'll be right back.
The Bible and God's character are under attack like never before. Here at Strong Tower Radio, we are proud to hold up the Bible as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We believe the Bible is the Word of God and contains the good news of God's character and His great plan of salvation for mankind. If you know and believe this to be true, won't you help Strong Tower Radio proclaim the truth about our God and His Word, the Bible? To do that, go to www.strongtowerradio.org, and there, on our secure website, you will find a donate button. Click on that and give as the Lord directs. Thank you for listening and supporting Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
Hello, folks. This is John Duman and Tom Mazure with Marty Miller, and we're doing the January theme of Strong Tower Radio today. Our newsletter cover article editor is Marty Miller of Blueprint for Men. He has a ministry in Chattanooga, Tennessee that is about 8 years old formally, but growing quickly, and people are being blessed, men are being blessed, and families and churches are being blessed. Marty, we're talking about Jesus' life. It's part of a series from December to April. We have what we call as the Big Four, and two of them are the Incarnation in December. We talk about that with our on-air programming and with our printed newsletter, and then it culminates in April with the Christ's Passion and Resurrection. But we decided this year to maintain the life of Christ, to talk about his early years, his development and growth, and how that can we can learn from that, and the subsequent months of February and March. We'll talk about the one-on-one personal ministry of Christ, and subsequently we'll talk about Jesus' public ministry. So, Marty, it's interesting, our two organizations, with the theme of this month and the theme of Blueprint for Men, you have what is called the Core Four, and the life of Christ is very important to you, and how he grew in wisdom and stature. That very same text, when we invited you, it just came up on both camps, and we thought this was a good mix and a match for this particular month. Please share with us the Core Four again, and pick up some pieces, maybe some unfinished business.
Yeah, sure. Be glad to do that, Tom. Yeah, so the verse we've been referring to is Luke 2:52, which is the little bit we know about Jesus' early life, but it built the solid foundation for his three-year ministry. It's like 30 years. All we have really is this one verse. And so it basically says, as we review, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. And what I see here is an overall increase. There's always a building of these things. And the last time I was talking with you all, we went through the wisdom and the stature part and talked about this relationship with God. And then we're going to segue into this relationship with our fellow man as the last part of this. But I guess the big thing is that to be a strong man of God, we have to address all four of these areas. And I think that most of the time, what I see is most guys, they might be really a brainiac, you know, the geek kind of a guy. And so they're really big on the mind, the wisdom and all that. But their physical dimension, they may not address, and they're out of shape. And so that would be just a call for that guy to say, hey, you know, I need to address my physical dimension. Or maybe he doesn't have a strong walk with God, or maybe his marriage is on the rocks with a relationship with his fellow man. So we've all got to be honest. And this is the one thing I think that all of us have to do. And sometimes we have to ask others to give us honest feedback, is where am I at in my strength? You know, what would you perceive me to be in my emotional intelligence, like I was talking about, my ability to deal with life in a wise way, and then the physical and the spiritual and the relational. So many things we can unpack there. It's very dense material here. We don't have much time, but I want to touch back on to the relationship with God, because this is really the foundation of a godly life. We've got to have that. So there was a research project was done a few years back, and I happened to come across it. And basically it's this: they sent out thousands of surveys to just average people in the United States of America, and it asked them how many times that they spent time with God during the week. And it was none, one, two, three, four, you know, or more. And what they found was that if somebody goes to church once a week, but that was their only exposure or connection with God, the results or the change in their life was zero. If they went to church a couple of times a week, or they had, you know, some connection with God twice a week, no change in these other things that I'm going to talk about. And then, but once you got to 3 days a week, three times a week that a man or a woman spent time with God, there was a little pulse, still not dramatic. But when an individual spends four times a week in time with God, it was dramatic. Depression, major decrease in depression, major decrease in pornography addiction, addictions of all kinds, addictions go down. Job satisfaction improved dramatically. I don't have all the statistics memorized, but that's not the point. The point is that when we spend time with God, all of these areas that beset us improve. But if we just spend a little bit of time, it's kind of like that dose. You know, you have to have the right dosage of medication to be effective. And the dosage really comes out to be at least every other day, preferably every day that we spend time with God. And one thing I tell guys when it comes to spending time with God is that it just, you know, the whole, the verse that says, you know, as iron sharpens iron, so does one man sharpen another. Well, if you're going to get sharpened, you got to remember it's to remove what is dull. So before you engage in saying, I'm going to spend more time with God, or I'm going to spend more time in the gym to get more fit, whatever it happens to be, we've got to address what in our life is causing us to be dull. And we've got to cut it out. We've got to remove all this time waster stuff and replace it with the stuff that's going to make us stronger and sharper. So that's a really important part. So the last part of this core four is our relationship with our fellow man. And I would say that out of all my experiences in my own life, as well as with other men, the pain and pleasure that comes out of a marriage is really one of the greatest catalysts for change in a man's life. Usually a marriage that's on the rock, or maybe a man's had several divorces, and he finally is saying, my life's a mess. I need help. And so in addressing the broken relationships in his life, or a desire for things to be better, there are so many things we can do to strengthen those relationships. And as we do, this is the one thing, we put this program together, I'll kind of segue into what our ministry, one of the things our ministry does is we put together a short curriculum. It's a 13-week habit builder called the Morning Summit. And it's meant to be done in a small group, about 4 to 6 guys. It can even be done by women, too. It doesn't really matter. But we address at the beginning of every day this whole idea of these core four. What am I doing to address my emotional intelligence? What am I a thankful person out of that joyful, thankful heart? I have better mental acuity, more resilience. And then the stature, am I working out at the beginning of the day, doing some exercise? Am I spending time in God's word? And then thinking about the day, how can I bless other people and being intentional about it? So anyway, this whole program is centered around this teaching of addressing these four things at the beginning of every day and how that transforms a man. It's powerful. It's simple, but it's powerful. And so, I think that out of our feedback from the guys that have gone through this program, the thing that really gets them the most excited is every day being intentional about blessing somebody else in a very tangible way and reporting back on that. It's been really cool.
You know, the Morning Summit, I'm working on a program that we're targeting for release in February. And the person who's doing this program, his church is starting the Morning Summit in New Mexico. So it's not just in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
You want to tell our listeners about other aspects of your ministry?
Yeah, you know, I think that when you think about ministry, whether it's Strong Tower Radio or whether it's Blueprint for Men, we all kind of think of this funnel. And so the upper part of the funnel is the things that are accessed individually, like a podcast or an email or any other kind of content. So when we think of our ministry, it's the same way. We've got thousands of men in our email database, and so those are being sent out every week with valuable content. We've got a podcast that Grant Graves, my communications director, is actually putting that out every week. They're 15 minutes. They're short and sweet, but they're very inspirational. He's a phenomenal storyteller, and with everything from sound effects to you name it. But they really challenge all of us men to step up. So that's something that any man can access. We also give free to anybody that would like to access. We've got a video streaming service that we have a contract with called Right Now Media. And that is something that, especially with our small groups, we found to be very powerful in getting content in front of men in small groups. Then we also, as we move our way down that funnel, we have the smaller groupings of events. And the events that we have developed over the years have been everything from conventions and retreats to father-son and father-daughter events. We even do some mission-type trips. We do a lot of things in the summertime that are kind of adventure-based. So a wide variety of events, whether they're even like men's prayer breakfasts at a church, all of these are ways to gather people together. And then the next level is really where I find the greatest education takes place, and that is in a small group. We don't just have small groups that are, guys hanging out. There is an intentional educational platform that we engage in with every group. And these groups meet once a week, and they typically meet for an hour to an hour and a half every week. So there's a time that is got to be understood that you're going to devote. One thing that's happened over the last, since COVID, is we have really seen an explosion of virtual groups. And one group that has really been expanding is we've got what we call Men of Integrity. These are groups that help guys that are struggling with sexual addiction, especially in the area of pornography. And so if anybody in my listening audience, if you're interested in joining a small group, we've got a groups page on our home website, and you can find a pathway to join a group that would meet your time and interest. We've got manhood education, we've got discipleship group, we've got leadership groups, and then we've got, of course, got the groups for recovery, Men of Integrity groups. So that brings us down to the last layer, which is really where we just worked on this last year, and that's more the one-on-one mentoring and leadership development, where those one-on-one engagements actually get some of the best traction. So that's a wide breadth of what we offer to the general public, and we'd be glad to respond to any man's request to find out more. If you just go to our website, blueprintformen.org, you can see the information there. We're in the process of updating our website. Hopefully that'll be done by the time you check this all out. So that's kind of the broad brushstrokes. I can tell you a lot more, but that's probably enough.
Well, I really appreciate, and as you talked about that funnel and that first stage or the widest part of the funnel, you mentioned about the podcast, and I first heard that podcast a year ago at Thanksgiving. It was talking about Man Overboard, and it just totally captured my imagination, and that started a process of talking with Grant Graves and saying, could that be tweaked just a little bit and make it into a radio program for Strong Tower Radio? And Grant was very, very happy to do that, and he has done that. And starting last July, as we said earlier, it's heard here on Strong Tower Radio about three times a week. So that's
Yeah, we really appreciate the partnership. It's been a pleasure to just work with you guys up there and in the northern lands.
You mentioned about doing all these activities in the summer. I think you need to widen up your aperture. You need to do something up here in the real north during the winter. Maybe John can take you out there to some snow camping or something like that.
Oh yeah. Well, I've done that kind of thing, not up in Michigan, but definitely experienced some cold. I was born in Lincoln, Nebraska, so I do know a little bit about cold.
You're pretty aware.
Mountains in the winter even.
Well, Marty, as we close this particular program, first of all, thank you for writing.
Yes, thank you.
The lead article and the theme article.
You're welcome.
We would like to give you an opportunity. It's really not an opportunity for you. It's really an opportunity for our listeners to engage with Blueprint for Men. So could you give the contact information?
Yeah. Well, again, our website is a place to go to. It's blueprintformen.org. We also have a Facebook page. And we're developing a YouTube channel. We'll have more content over time. Got the podcast. We're always looking for new ways to increase our reach and to impact more men. But in the end, it's really a matter of one man deciding he's going to make a change in the trajectory of his life. And every man that makes a change, the impact is huge.
Absolutely. And you encourage men who are listening to this broadcast to take action, and if the Lord puts it on their hearts to reach out to you, be proactive and actually do it.
Yep. Our email is there. We'd be glad to talk to anybody. Our phone number is there as well. So we're a small operation at this point, but we just see the potential. Men are everywhere, all around the world. We've got men that are serving in some area of our ministry, everywhere from Pakistan to Uganda to Colombia, South America. So it's a need everywhere.
Praise the Lord.
Small organization, big reach. Well,
yes.
Marty, it's been a pleasure to have you again on Strong Tower Radio today. And for John Duman, I'm Tom Mazure, and this has been a Strong Tower Radio production. God bless.